around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Always love to hear that, folks, and welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. Off we go with another edition of this award-winning program. From coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, February 8th. We all know what's coming tomorrow, the big game down in New Orleans, and it is time once again for us to talk everything and anything in the world of travel. Well, I'm going to begin with a thank you to President Trump as he has freed the plastic straw. Now we can only hope the return of those small plastic shampoo bottles are not far behind. We can get rid of the communal pumps. We shall see. A programming note that for our G block ahead, that's going to be an hour two. We're going to travel the world from your own kitchen. We're going to have Chef Jose Salazar here with us, and he's going to be sharing a perfect Valentine's Day dessert recipe. It's something that pretty much everyone in our audience can make out there, regardless of your skill set. So good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Yes, we already know what it is, and stick around for that. It is easy to make, and yet it's going to look like you really, I mean, not that you wouldn't put effort into it, but it looks beautiful.
I have the recipe right here in the front of me in our studio here. So Rudy, any Valentine travel plans ahead later this week for you?
Yes, I'm going down to Florida to see my Valentine.
Well, very nice. That too. That's good.
This is the fourth time she's been my Valentine.
Over
30 years.
So right now you've got the tractor trailer of roses, all the chocolate.
I don't know.
There's a story in there.
Yes, there is, exactly. Yeah, and that's what I joke about. Sometimes the things we talk about off air are so much better than on air, but we're going to keep it that way for right now. So, Bobby, I know you're just back to Dallas there at the Network Command Center from spending time over in New Orleans this week. I want to know, is the Big Easy ready for the big game tomorrow? Security is going to be tight with President Trump there.
Oh, security is very tight. We were actually walking around the city. There were like National Guard around and everything like that, and it was apparently from the New Year's Eve attack that had occurred that they've just had security super tight around there. So looks like it'll be secure, ready to go.
All right, so I'm going to ask everyone this. Any predictions for the final score between the Chiefs and Eagles? I mean, Bobby, we'll go with you because
Let's throw that to Bobby first.
I have my own thoughts. What say you?
I'm going to go Eagles 31, Chiefs 27.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Rudy, you follow sports the least.
I can't even tell you who's playing in the Super Bowl. I'm going to a party tonight. But
throw out a score first, let's see.
Well, the Philadelphia Eagles, I think, are the underdogs by a point and a half, somebody told me, maybe. I don't know.
So you know that.
Well, people tell me. I don't know how to look it up.
Pick a score.
Okay, well, I think the Eagles are going to win just because I like the underdogs. They're going to win narrowly, maybe by 2 points.
Okay, by two. All right, so Mary?
Well, my family in Pennsylvania will not like this, and they're probably listening. But I do think that the Chiefs are going to win. I think it's going to be a low-scoring, close game. Let's see if I – well, maybe not too low-scoring. I put it at 21-17. I think it's going to be a very close game. But I think the Chiefs.
Listen, as Giants fans, this is where Bobby is a Cowboy fan. At least we unite because I can't stand the Eagles. I'm sorry. So I mean the Chiefs in this
why
case.
Why can't you stand the Eagles?
We're Giants fans.
So how do you get
because
this?
Because we're New York Giants fans.
It's just
it's a huge rivalry.
My disdain for the Red Sox. You know, it's football, it goes south to Philadelphia.
It's like the Packers and what do we have here? The Vikings.
I'm going to say Chiefs 27, Eagles 23.
I'm writing that down. 27-23.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
So all three of you think the Chiefs are going to win?
Well, Bobby.
No, I've got Eagles.
Bobby has Eagles. Bobby has Eagles.
We'll see. You know what we shall see. All right.
I like the commercials.
Exactly.
That's why I watch the Super Bowl.
We're there for the halftime. All right. Here are the results of our latest travel polls on the homepage at rmworldtravel.com. We thank all of you who voted in these polls. First question: what has you most optimistic regarding travel by President Trump's return to office? And the results are 24% of you said restoring America's prestige on the world stage. 19% of you said stronger economy so I can travel more.
We like that.
16% of you said fixing the FAA and air traffic control issues. I like that one. 15% of you said lower gas prices. 11% safer U.S. cities by restoring law and order. 10% improved environment for mergers and acquisitions. And 5% addressing the substantial visa backlogs.
Now, we have followed those polls, and I will tell you, since the air disasters in both D.C. and Philly, the fixing the FAA and air traffic control, that started to really jump up the polls.
Yeah, it was actually closer to the bottom.
And a side note on that, because most people aren't talking about that, you know, the night goggles, it looks like that's what the Black Hawk pilots were wearing, which do not really work when there's over cities. You know, there's meant to be when it's complete dark. And they had also off this electronic location system, which would have helped with some of the altitude. So it is looking more and more like this was the Black Hawk helicopter issue for that particular crash. But question two that we ask, what sector of travel do you expect most to prosper under President Trump? Aviation, that was 33%, and we happen to agree with that. I mean, I think we'll see if Frontier and Spirit were to come together. Hotels and lodging, that's 23%. Well, Choice and Wyndham for years have tried to tie up, so will this be the time? We'll see. Conventions or CVBs, which would be the Convention and Visitor Bureaus, 16%. Outdoors, maybe that's RV, boating, some of those companies coming together, 12%. Theme park, 6%. Cruise, it's going to be a little more challenging because a lot of the cruise companies have their ships and so forth. They're not registered to the U.S. That's 5%, and then tour operators, 4%. So thank you, everybody, for voting in the polls. We appreciate that. New travel polls, and they could not be any different. The new travel polls are up on the website now. You can go check them out, rmworldtravel.com. They're right there on the homepage. And when you're there, again, only a few spots left for that cruise with Mary and me in Alaska. So click on that and get all the information if you want to go. 14-day or 7-day option for this August in Alaska. It doesn't get much better than that, traveling with us in Alaska. So let's see what's in the Travel News Roundtable. Mary, where do you want to start?
All right. Well, last week we spoke to Julia Simpson, the CEO of the World Travel and Tourism Council, and we talked about the robust, albeit slow, return to business travel since 2020. Well, the World Tourism Organization with the UN released the 2024 global tourism numbers, and 1.4 billion people traveled internationally last year, which is 99% of the number who traveled in 2019. Europe was the most visited continent. That's typical, usually, with 747 million tourists. But France was the most visited country in Europe. Often it's Italy. Last year it was France, and likely a result of the Olympics, right, the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy, and, of course, the December reopening of Notre Dame. Spain came in second with 98 million tourists, Italy third. And I think we can all predict with the Holy Jubilee in Italy this year, Italy's probably going to be the top country for 2025. And Asia and Pacific welcomed 316 million travelers last year.
Interesting. All right, Rudy, I'm going to just jump in because I saw this. So Hilton this week, they announced their fourth quarter results. Thought this was interesting, and I bring it up because it ties to our polls. The CEO, Chris Nassetta, I know Mary and I have spent some time with him in the past, he said that his confidence will continue to grow for 2025. And he basically is saying that Hilton saw their fourth quarter increase by about 3%, and he put it really on the presidential election. His quote was exactly, as we look to the year ahead, we feel incrementally better than we did a quarter ago, citing President Trump's election win as impetus for a stronger than expected fourth quarter results, and went on to say that the decisive nature of the victory allowed businesses to return to spending on travel quickly after Election Day, and it added to, you know, the economic growth and demand for travel, which is greater. So that is interesting. We'll see whether that plays out or not. Rudy, I guess Travel News Roundtable is yours. Go ahead, Rilke. You've got
Pompidou Center in Paris. Check it out this summer. It's going to close for 5 years for renovation.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one. Well, after this quick sponsors break, the Secretary General of Caribbean Tourism is going to join us from the Bahamas. Our Chief Travel Leader conversation is next. Don't go anywhere.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you've been thinking about home security, now's the time to join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. They don't just react to break-ins, they help stop them. Their Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. Visit simplisafe.com/carry to get 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan on your first month free. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. If you your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from HelixSleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to HelixSleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide, plus a free gift with your mattress purchase or a free bedding bundle with any Luxe or Elite mattress order. This unique offer is only for our listeners, and it's not going to last long. HelixSleep.com/carry or visit RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Looking for a voice that represents the American values that we all share? Our friends at AMAC.US/carry, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Join over 2 million AMAC members and unlock valuable exclusive benefits with discounts on travel, restaurants, insurance, and other everyday services. Enroll in a 5-year membership for 47% off today at AMAC.US/carry. It's normally $60, but if you join now, it's just $32. That's AMAC.US/carry or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
What does living better mean to you? When you wake up feeling well, you do more of the things you love in life. If pain affects your life, Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. So give their 3-week quick start a try for just $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-4. 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com or head to RMWorldTravel.com for a link under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, a week from today, Mary and I will be in the Caribbean. We'll also be back there in March. In total, over the next 5 weeks or 35 days, we're going to be there 18 days, so just over half the period. And for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation, the Secretary General of the Caribbean is about to join us, and we're sponsored by Seabourn.
And here's a great gift to book now for Valentine's Day. Come travel with Robert and me this August in Alaska aboard the Seabourn Quest. Space is definitely limited, but you can still make your 2025 travels as unique as ever with a trip of a lifetime in our 49th state. This is going to be a lot of fun, and it's definitely going to be an adventure. Book before February 18th to lock in Seabourn's best deal of the year. It's going to save you an extra 15% off. It's going to deliver up to a $1,000 shipboard credit, plus you're going to get a reduced deposit.
All right, so you need to act right now for the extra savings since there's only 10 days left. Choose either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. Go get all the information to book your travels on our website, rmworldtravel.com. We're also going to broadcast the show from the ship as part of our big Let's Go America Tour Alaska cruise. So click at the top of the homepage on our website. It says, Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise, and come travel in Alaska this August with Mary and me.
All right. It was during our November 11th, 2023 live national broadcast that we first connected with Donna Regis Prosper on air, and that was about 3 months after she took on the role as Secretary General for the Caribbean. We then connected with her on our September 7th live broadcast in 2024 as she marked her first year anniversary in office. And now with all the travel that Robert and I have coming up in the Caribbean this month and next, and it's also a prime travel period for many other travelers, we thought we'd invite her back for an in-depth conversation on the many islands she's responsible for. Off to the show hotline we go to connect with Donna now.
Donna, it is nice to be reconnecting with you today for our Chief Travel Leader Conversation. I know you are always on the move. I think we're reaching you in the Bahamas today. So welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be back.
Well, great having you here with us today. So listen, you know, next weekend, Mary and I, we will be on your home island of Barbados. Then we're going to travel to St. Lucia, Guadalupe. We've got St. John's, Antigua. We're going to be Virgin Gorda in the British Virgin Islands, St. Kitts and Nevis, as well as St. Martin. And then in just over 3 weeks, we're going to be back in St. Martin. We're going to be exploring Frenchman's Cay, Martinique, St. Vincent's, Grenada, and other areas. That's all going to be part of the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise we're going to do with show partner Seabourn. We'll broadcast this show live from Grenada on March 15th before we eventually make it back to Barbados. So there are 25 or so countries that make up the Caribbean. I think I've seen somewhere that the area comprises about 7,000 islands or so, which is such a huge number. My point, it's a very diverse region of our world with many different cultures. So what are some of the common bonds that you find connect the different Caribbean islands and their people?
Well, first of all, we're so happy that you headed to the Caribbean, and we look forward to welcoming you there, and I know you're going to have an absolutely wonderful time. In terms of what unites us in the Caribbean, we have a very diverse group of islands, very diverse destinations, but certainly we are united. And when I think about it, I think of four P's, and that's our people. The first P is our people. We are one of the warmest set of people in the entire world. This is why we're so successful at our tourism. And the purpose. What do we want to be, and how do we want to present ourselves to the world? Our purpose unites us. And also the planet, our love for the planet, the green spaces, the protection of the planet, and prosperity, the prosperity that we enjoy from this industry and working together and building economies, and also our partnerships and how we come together and present the products. Whether you are a beach destination, a family destination, the culinary food capitals of the Caribbean, our music, our entertainment, when we package that together and we partner with each other in that package, these are some of the things that unite us, and we promote the Caribbean as this amazing brand in travel and tourism.
Also, many wonderful reasons that the Caribbean is such a popular destination for travelers, and not just from the United States, but globally as well, Donna. And earlier this week, I saw something you posted online that I do want to give you a chance to expand upon with us today. You issued a call to action to those that you touch through Caribbean tourism that you're, and I quote, not just recovering, but transforming tourism to your part of the world for generations to come, touting resilience, innovation, and sustainability. Why don't you share with us why this is so important to you, Donna?
Well, this is essential to building the future of tourism for the Caribbean. Yes, we are a very beautiful destination. No one could deny our beauty. But beyond that, the way we innovate to the change in traveling needs of our travelers, the way we present our product, the way we upskill and train our people to be able to serve our very important guests, this is part of what we talk about when we talk about building resiliency, the way that we protect the environment, because we do have some very fragile parts of our destination that we have to ensure that we have the right practices for responsible tourism. So this is what I speak of when I speak about building resilience.
You know, next weekend, Valentine's Day is going to be celebrated. Then, you know, some schools will also be on vacation here in the U.S. for President's Day. It all adds up to it being a very popular time to visit the island. So we'd enjoy hearing, you know, how your 2024 finished up, Donna, with regards to tourism, how things are currently going early on in this new year, and what are you expecting as the year unfolds?
Well, you know, I'm so happy to say that several of our destinations have surpassed pre-pandemic level, just to share with you some of our statistics. So when we compare to baseline year, which, you know, 2019 was the year prior to the pandemic and the negative effects that it had on travel and tourism. So when we look at our stayover side, we're up by 7%. And on the cruise side, we actually up by 10%. So a lot of our destinations have recovered fully and surpassed 2019. So that is the positive direction that we're taking. And we not only focus on numbers when we look at tourism, but we also focus on improvement in our product. A lot of our visitors are looking for authentic experiences. And one of the things that we've always done, even before it was trending, we've always provided authentic experiences in the region, ensuring that persons get to feel, taste, and immerse themselves in the destination. And we've been doing that for years. But now what we're doing is going even a step further in that, where we have some of our new initiatives, such as farm to table, voluntourism, where people could actually come into the community and contribute and give back. One of our pillars and areas of focus in the region right now is not only sustainability, but regenerative tourism. So this is the direction that we're going in terms of giving our visitors beyond that authentic experience, but immersing themselves in the local culture and the local economy.
And with everything that's happened over the years, whether it's been from, you know, coming out of the pandemic to hurricanes, we talked a little bit about this in September. How would you describe the overall morale and mood of everyone who's working in hospitality within the islands?
Well, you know, it comes natural to us. It is part of our DNA to be very open, very warm, very friendly, and very proud of our various islands where we come from. So when we present that, it's not a show. It is who we are, so we present that to our guests in the most authentic way possible. So there is a natural spirit and a natural energy that you feel when you come to the Caribbean. that, again, it is based on the fact that it's a joy within. And when you feel that joy within in the service that you provide, the recipient of that service feels it and experiences it with you.
So I want to go this direction with you. You know, because the Caribbean was settled by the English, the French, the Spanish, the Dutch, and others, folks visiting, they're going to find such a mix of colonial-era architecture. The foods are certainly wide-ranging. And if rum is your drink, I mean, you're going to be in heaven because I think there are like 70 different producers amongst the islands. But a question we're regularly asked, Donna, you know, is about the currency when visiting, right? For example, Barbados has its own currency. We know that the Eastern Caribbean dollar is the official currency, but they can be hard to get as a tourist. Some folks prefer traveling with euros. Overall, American dollars have always worked well, in our opinion. Credit cards are accepted. We only have about 30 seconds with you, but what do you recommend when folks are visiting from currency standpoint?
Well, I'm very happy to say that part of our innovation is that a lot of our vendors are moving to digital platforms. So if you have credit card, debit card, that works very well as well. But as you rightly said, the U.S. dollar is widely accepted throughout the region, and most of our ports of entry would have banking facilities, so you can get the local currency there as well.
Okay. All right. Well, Donna, listen, we are coming up on a hard break. We have a few more things we want to discuss with you, so please stand by. We're going to continue after we return. Folks, 80% of the program is still to come on this February 8th broadcast. We are going to pause right now and continue this conversation. Some of the other items we want to get into when we come back, well, when's the best time to visit the Caribbean? We're going to try to get you an answer on that. We'll get into time zones. That's certainly a big thing. We're going to try and talk cruising, Mary. I know a few other things as well. My point, folks, our Chief Travel Leader conversation with Caribbean Tourism Secretary General Donna Regis Prosper continues after this break. By the way, still ahead today for you is the Destination Spotlight, the National Communal Forum, Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen. Get those pens and pencils ready. Got a great recipe coming your way with Chef Jose Salazar. We've got the right stuff, Museum Gallery. Anyway, folks, stay with us. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors. Make your 2025 resolutions possible with Raycon's Everyday Earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. They're the perfect gym buddy or phone call companion with premium audio that goes where you do. Their latest model is better than ever with active noise cancellation, a 32-hour battery life, and multi-point connectivity. And they start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Right now, get up to 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, we are that indeed. We welcome all of you back. Today's Chief Travel Leader conversation continues for the C Block, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And here's another way to go enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are, because as part of the growing Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences. You're going to find over 200 resorts out there ready for you, including a number of them in the Caribbean. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Wherever travel takes you, find more info and show specials at HiltonGrandVacations.com or go to RMWorldTravel.com and just look under sponsors. All right, now back to Secretary General Donna Regis Prosper.
Okay, Donna, we appreciate you holding with us through that quick break. Robert brought up the question about currency last segment that we're frequently asked. And another question we get from show fans who contact us pretty frequently is, when is the best time of year to visit the Caribbean? Now, for some, certainly work or school schedules impact that window to travel. But I think our listeners may be interested to know that you really have just two seasons there. You've got the dry season, typically between December through May, and a wet or rainy season, roughly June through November. And I think that, you know, the national media certainly whips up the news around hurricane season and all that. And we respect that severe weather certainly can happen within the islands. But can you talk a little bit about how much better prepared the islands might be today to navigate these storms as compared to what we've seen in past years?
Okay, well, first of all, it's always, we have year-round warm weather. Even during the hurricane season, we're still a warm weather destination. So there's always a good time to visit the Caribbean. So as it relates to the hurricane season, there are two things that we are focused on. One would be to ensure that we provide the necessary information. So we bring all of our stakeholders together, and it is something that the CTO spearheads with one of our partners, and we prepare the various destinations for the hurricanes. We bring in the experts, what is projected in terms of the number of storms, the severity of the storms. So we bring persons together, and we do that before, in advance of the actual hurricane season, and we prepare persons. We are also working on an initiative that is managed through the Caribbean Tourism Organization with another partner agency where we put systems in place that if a visitor is somehow affected by a storm, we come together and assist that visitor. Secondly, we always encourage persons to have travel insurance as well. It's always good whether you're traveling during hurricane season or outside of the hurricane season. It's always good to have travel insurance and also communication. If a storm, the Caribbean is a vast space in terms of the archipelago, but it doesn't mean that if a storm is affecting one part of the Caribbean, that means the entire Caribbean is closed for business. So what we're aiming to do is to ensure that the information, we work with various national agencies to make sure that information is passed on to our potential visitors.
Okay, appreciate you sharing that with us. I mentioned earlier that Mary and I were going to be doing a cruise in March with this show that will be part of our big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise, and we'll broadcast the show live from Grenada on March 15th with show partner Seabourn. Last week we spoke with Jillian Simpson. She's the CEO of Alaskan Tourism, another place we're going to be taking the show later this year in August, and she mentioned that 65% of visitors to Alaska are connected to a cruise. The cruise industry is incredibly important to the Caribbean as well. There's been significant growth and expansion in the Caribbean by the cruise lines in recent years. I'd love for you to share with us the economic impact that this sector of travel brings to your region and how many options it also provides to travelers.
Oh, absolutely. And I've always said, you know, the cruise industry is a very important part of our mix in terms of tourism in the region. Last year, we ended the year with 33.5 million visitors, and that's 33.5% to impact the destinations economically, whether they spend on a tour, which is very, very important, very key part of our offerings to the cruise lines, and also the opportunity to convert cruise lines to stay over, cruise visitors to stay over guests is an initiative that, again, we work in directly with the cruise lines in terms of building that opportunity, and it is something that is real because the data would show that persons are interested in coming on a cruise and then coming back on a stayover holiday, which spending longer time in the destination is an absolutely wonderful way to get a first feel of a destination.
Well, that we agree with 100%.
In addition to that, it is a perfect way to also promote the brand of each destination. So beyond the direct economic impact, the brand development, the marketing aspect is also very important to us.
Agree with you 100%. We think it's a great way to go and experience for the first time. So really quick with you, maybe just about a 30-second answer. Do you think there's a misperception that American travelers have about the Caribbean that you want to help correct right now?
I would say that I think we've done a pretty good job in terms of promoting the region. In addition to the wonderful, beautiful beaches that we have, we do have a lot of tropical rainforest experiences, culinary, amazing food in the Caribbean as well. Entertainment, cultural activities. So, yes, it's wonderful to lie on the beach and enjoy a relaxing day, but we also have a number of soft adventures, hiking, biking. So you could have a full experience in the Caribbean.
Yeah. Well, go immerse in the culture, no question, and then enjoy some of that delicious rum. So, Donna, listen, we appreciate your time today for this extended conversation. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, as always, Donna. Take care.
Okay. All right. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes the Secretary General, folks. Mary, we covered a lot of ground with her today. We didn't get into the time zones. And, folks, that's something you want to be aware of because there are some different time zones in the Caribbean.
Especially if you're taking a cruise.
Very important,
Mary. Get there on time.
We are going to be certainly sharing a lot of the Caribbean with you as we go experience it right here on the show this month and next.
All right. And the Destination Spotlight on Arizona is coming up in 10 minutes. But after the sponsors break, we're going to do a 180 from what we just discussed as Go Airport Shuttles is next. And the show returns in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here saying, come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now, you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or small business called simplysafe.com/carry. There's nothing more important than protecting who you love from harm. It could be taken from it could be from intruders, fire, from carbon monoxide, floods, from broken or frozen water pipes, and many other things. If you've been thinking about getting protected with a security system, join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust Simply Safe. This is a company we have been working with for 11 years, and they don't just react to break-ins, they help stop them before they begin. Their exclusive Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras backed by live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. When someone suspicious approaches your place, agents can see and speak to them in real time and call the police, all before they have the chance to get inside. There are no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and monitoring plans start at around $1 a day. Plus, with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, you can try risk-free. Experience greater peace of mind and save 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and get your first month for free. Go to SimpliSafe, that's spelled S-I-M-P-L-I, simplisafe.com/Gary, or there's a link at armworldtravel.com if you look under sponsors. Well, there are a lot of ways to get to and from America's airports beyond driving your own car. In most big cities, there's could be bus transportation, maybe light rail, car services such as Uber and Lyft. But if you're traveling with a family or group, and I'm thinking of you, spring breakers, there's an airport shuttle service that serves 25 cities and more than 60 airports, and it can carry, well, up to 14 people. The company is called Go Airport Shuttle, and it offers 14-person vans for groups as well as more conventional private car services. Fabio Fernandez is the Vice President of Marketing and Sales for Go Airport Shuttle. Fabio, welcome to the show. Until I knew we'd be chatting today, I didn't know you served the airport where I live, Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. How do I hire a van? Should I need one? And is your pricing similar to a taxi or rideshare ride with an Uber or a Lyft?
Thanks for having me. So, yes, actually, with competitive rates at fixed rates, you'd be at ease booking with us. And so if you go to goairportshuttle.com, you could also be transferred to Go With Us, which is the same entity. You should be able to easily book from your airport going to your next destination across the nation, including Puerto Rico.
While we're on the topic, can I hire you to go somewhere else if I want to go from St. Paul downtown to St. Paul, Minnesota, to downtown Minneapolis? Can I hire a van?
And that's also a possibility. We also do point-to-point travel. Okay. Just got to double-check through the online portal to give you the availability and access.
Okay, now you mentioned a fixed price, which is different than Uber and Lyft that has, you know, surge pricing during business times. Are your fares are the same all the time?
It's consistent, it's transparent, and you can see everything right before you book.
One of the things that I found on your website was interesting is if I'm visiting a city that I've not been in, you can hook me together with local tour operators, at least in about four or five of the cities you serve.
That's correct. And so with that, you get to do tours and attractions. So for example, if you're in New York, if you want to check out the Statue of Liberty, we'll have special packages to accompany with your travel.
Now, is that your company doing the tour? Or are you linking this with companies with whom you have a relationship?
Companies that partnered with the Go brand.
Okay. And what is, I know you take 14 people, but you certainly don't need 14 people to make it cost effective, I'm guessing, to get to the airport.
That's correct. It doesn't. You don't necessarily need to book a private shuttle or a private van that accommodates 14 people. We could also carry as low as 1 to 2 travelers if you just have a couple going to a certain attraction or to the airport. So we could accommodate any size.
And you are not just in the United States?
Correct. We're also in Mexico and Puerto Rico.
And is it an app that I need to download?
No. So you just go easily at goairportshuttle.com or gowithus.com, and it'll take you straight to the website where you could easily book.
Okay. Fabio is a very fast speaker. The website is gowithus.com, and there you can book the van, or as he says, you can also book smaller vans. You can book cars cars to take you to the airport. Very interesting. How long have you been in business?
Well, several operators under the Go brand have existed for decades. But for example, Chicago has existed for over 170 years. We started with carriages, and then we transitioned to vans and then to vehicles that you see today.
You started with carriages in Chicago?
Yes, yeah. So we used to do transportation. The entity itself used to transport passengers from certain parts of the city going to the Union Station. So they're transporting people to the train stations before the airports even existed.
So you were Uber before Uber was cool.
Exactly.
I can't believe it. I wouldn't have taken a bet on that one. Well, very good to know that your van service provides what could take an entire family or two entire families to the airports in many and most of these major cities in the United States. Fabio Fernandez is the VP of Marketing and Sales for Go Airport Shuttle, and you can look them up by just going to gowithus.com. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you, Rudy. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
3 weeks ago, we showcased Alabama. Last week here on the program, it was Alaska. Today's Destination Spotlight features Arizona as we go alphabetical in 2025, and we're sponsored by amac.us/Gary.
Here's a different type of Valentine's gift to show some love. Join us and connect with a big voice that represents the values we all hold near and dear as Americans. amac.us/Gary, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. With over 2 million members, their mission is simple but powerful: protect the interests of all freedom-loving Americans, safeguard Social Security and Medicare, and advocate for common sense policies.
Common sense policies. Folks, listen, you're also going to get a ton of travel savings as an AMAC member on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and so much more, like home, auto, and life insurance, plus America's number one conservative magazine. And as a show fan, you'll get this exclusive offer: 47% off a 5-year membership, making the normal price of $60 just $32 when you sign up at amac.us/carry. You can also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Last week, it was our 49th state. Right now, we're off to the 48th state in the union as we're joined by Alex Skelpsa-Ridgeway with the Arizona Office of Tourism.
Alex, we appreciate some of your time this morning. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate you joining us today. So, you know, I'd say when most people think of Arizona, the Grand Canyon naturally comes to mind. But, you know, from our various travels there over the years, Phoenix offers a very different experience than you'll find in, let's say, Flagstaff. And Tucson in the south is very different than the Grand Canyon in the north. So we actually also appreciate, you know, it wasn't that long ago, we were just at the Hoover Dam again. And, you know, you walk back and forth between Arizona and Nevada over the Colorado River. So from what we know about your background, I think you're from Texas. Share what brought you to Arizona and what you've come to appreciate about America's 48th state.
Actually, I was born and raised in Arizona.
Okay.
And was actually brought to Texas to go to school and came back to Arizona because it is home and it is so beautiful and offers so much diversity.
So you can go home again, Alex.
Yes, I love it.
That's absolutely right. I can.
Alex, if
and I am.
And you are, clearly. Alex, if I asked our listeners to name a destination where they could go enjoy wine country, I don't think many of them would name Arizona, but your state is enjoying a serious boom in wine tourism. The numbers that were shared with us suggest an increase of over 675% over the past decade in wine experience-driven visitor spend. That's a huge number. The state has over 150 wine producers. Talk about Arizona as a destination for wine enthusiasts and the impact it's having on the state.
Absolutely. So Arizona is actually home to 3 federally recognized American viticultural areas, also called AVAs. For the sake of the conversation, though, they're wine regions. And we have over 150 individual wine producers. These 3 AVA regions offer a wealth to the visitor of an experience. In the Verde Valley, you can actually do a water-to-wine tour. So you can get on the Verde River in a kayak and float down and visit the wineries and have a tasting along the way. And truly, we've seen not only the 677% increase in wine experience-driven visitor spending that you mentioned, but also a 500% leap in wine-related employment since 2011. Mm-hmm. And it's important to note that the Arizona wines are winning national awards.
Well, they're huge numbers, and again, yeah, from a wine enthusiast standpoint, it's another place
to
go.
All those jobs,
so
yeah.
I'm going to mix it up because obviously tomorrow down in New Orleans, we've got the big game going on down there. But another major sporting event is happening in your state today and tomorrow, and that's the 2025 WM Phoenix Open, the Waste Management Open that's going on there. It's the 5th oldest on the PGA Tour dating back to 1932. It has a major impact on tourism. And then I'll also add, last week we talked spring training baseball here on the show with John Sterling, and this week pitchers and catchers report, which means 15 major league teams, you know, there in Arizona, the Cactus League Baseball is back. So share what these bring to the state, because a lot of sports fans are coming to Arizona.
Absolutely. Yeah. As you mentioned, WM Phoenix Open going on right now in Scottsdale draws hundreds of thousands of golf fans, leading to hundreds of thousands, millions in economic impact. And of course, once that ends, as you mentioned, Cactus League spring training starting right up. And we're in the process of welcoming those players, coaches, families, and friends from the 15 major league baseball teams for a month and a half of games. And these games provide opportunities for fans to be closer to the players than at any other time during the year, which is truly special and unique. And if you haven't had a chance to experience it, I encourage you to do so. But in 2023, spread across our 10 beautiful parks, the 200-plus games welcomed more than 1.5 million fans and, of course, served as the basis for countless of memorable extended Arizona vacations. And the impact of spring training in Arizona is over $700 million each season.
Yeah, it's big. And what I love is you actually get to go and, you know, you can see multiple games in the same day, frankly, which actually makes it very different than the Grapefruit League that goes on.
And fun fact, before we conclude, I don't want to leave out that this entire southern half of the state, the Sonoran Desert, is the wettest, greenest, and most biodiverse desert on the planet, which I think is such a fun fact. So last question from us today, Alex. What is the most Arizonan thing to do when visiting your state? You have about 10 seconds.
Ooh, well, I would say take a hike. Enjoy our outdoor spaces. They are beautiful and there for you to have a unique vacation.
So get out and enjoy the lovely outdoors out there. And you can go enjoy the wettest place on earth as well.
That's right.
Like that as well.
Great
folks,
state.
Listen, you can find more information, plan your own travels at visitarizona.com. Alex, appreciate your time. Again, thank you very much for today's conversation.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for highlighting your state. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, that's going to do it for hour one of the program today, everybody. Since we've done the first three A states, that makes Arkansas coming next. Hour two is going to begin in 7 minutes with the National Communal Forum. Then we're going to get to the travel of the world from your own kitchen. The recipe we're going to be sharing today, it's perfect for Valentine's Day, which is coming up this Friday. Thanks for listening. Wherever or however you connect with us, don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.